This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Children aged 5 to 11 are now eligible to receive a COVID-19 booster aimed at both the original virus that causes COVID-19 and the Omicron BA4 and BA5 variants. The Food and Drug Administration authorized the boosters Wednesday morning from both Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna. The director of the CDC also has issued approval of the booster shots. The vaccines will soon become available at area pharmacies and pediatricians' offices. Because COVID-19 vaccines have been found to be extremely safe, pediatricians strongly recommend that nearly all children receive the two-dose primary series, as well as booster shots, including the newest bivalent booster. White House COVID-19 coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha has urged everyone to get a bivalent booster shot by October 31st, ahead of the holidays and an expected winter surge in cases. It takes about 2 weeks for vaccines to become fully effective after a shot. Jha said, "Don't wait. Get your new flu shot and get your new COVID shot today. If Americans did that, we could save hundreds of lives each day this winter." A nonpartisan voter protection hotline and website, which will provide election resources and information to Montanans, will launch and be fully staffed by this coming Monday. The website is called voteinmt.org, and the phone hotline is 406-888-VOTE. It'll be available through Election Day on November 8th to answer questions about voter registration, when and where to vote, and how to contact local county election offices. The hotline will be staffed from 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. starting Monday, October 17th, and from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. starting Monday, October 31st through Election Day, November 8th. The website will offer information 24/7. Nonpartisan advocacy group MontPerg partnered with Forward Montana and Western Native Voice in launching the website and the hotline to provide accurate, reliable, and nonpartisan information to Montana voters. A small fire that burned less than an acre on Drinking Horse Mountain early Wednesday morning has been extinguished by local fire departments. The fire was first reported around 5 a.m. Wednesday morning. It burned close to the top of the Drinking Horse Trail. The fire was completely contained by 10 a.m., and crews are not expecting further control issues with the fire. Custer-Gallatin National Forest officials said the fire was human-caused and is under investigation. There were no injuries or damages as of Wednesday morning. The Drinking Horse Trail is closed until fire crews complete mop-up. The Helena-based Indian Law Resource Center will receive $20 million from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation to expand and strengthen indigenous land ownership rights in Mexico and Central and South America. Kellogg officials said Tuesday that the grant is part of an $80 million award to 5 projects as part of its Racial Equity 2030 Challenge to help with ideas for changes in systems and institutions that uphold racial inequities. Robert Coulter, Executive Director and founder of the Indian Law Resource Center, said the work over the next 8 years will demonstrate what is already known, that the more that indigenous peoples plan and execute their own initiatives, the more positive the outcomes for the community and for the environment. The Indigenous Lands Initiative will help indigenous communities formalize their land ownership and develop a network of lawyers and other experts to assist communities without charge to overcome legal and technical barriers to secure their land rights. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.